At an evening concert, Louis played an old favorite for Prime Minister Nkrumah, himself an old jazz fan from his university days in Philadelphia.
Thank you, folks. We'd like to lay this next one on the Prime Minister, Black and Blue.
Bed, springs on his leg, feel like old Ned, wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house, they laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. But the how would it end? Ain't got a friend, only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend, my only sin is in my skin. What I do to be so black and blue?
In a single performance in Accra, Armstrong and his all-stars played to an audience of 100,000 people. The police said it was a record for the Gold Coast, and it may well have set the world's record in the entire history of music. Satchmo left the Gold Coast to the tune of All for You, Louis, and promising to return, is convinced that jazz came from here. Called his African visit the second most exciting thrill of his life, exceeded only by that night in 1920 when King Oliver summoned him from New Orleans to play second cornet with his jazz band in Chicago. Once wrote about it in his book.
At the Lincoln Gardens in Chicago in 1922, Joe Oliver was so wonderful and he gladly let me play my rendition of the blues. That was heaven. Papa Joe was so elated that he played half an hour over time. I was so happy, I did not know what to do. I had hit the big time. I was up north with the greats. I was playing with my idol, the king, Joe Oliver. All of my boyhood dreams had come true at last.